Today, I want to share a brief but powerful story from my recent mission trip to Korea. The story of Joseph Henry Davis, already explained briefly. An Australian missionary you may not have heard of, but whose life carries a message we all need. So Davis was the first missionary sent to Korea by the Presbyterian Church of Victoria. And interestingly, he is also the founder of Caulfield Grammar School. Have you heard? Caulfield Grammar, yes. Caulfield Grammar School right here in Melbourne. In October 1889, he arrived in Korea with his sister Mary. He spent a few months in Seoul and learning the Korean language. But while others urged him to stay in the relative comfort of the city, Seoul, but Davis made a different choice. He chose to go to Busan, a distant city that no one else wanted to reach. And he didn't take a comfortable route. He walked 480 kilometers through bitter cold to get there. By the time he arrived, his body had given out. Just 3 days after reaching Busan, Joseph Henry Davis died. He was only 33 years old. So Jerry, how old are you?
I'm turning 33 this year.
Sorry. Yeah, Davis died at the same age, Jerry. He had been in Korea for just 6 months. From the outside, it might look like a wasted life. He never preached a single sermon in Busan. He barely got there. Someone might say, what a shame, what a waste. But here is what God did with that so-called waste. When the news of his death reached Australia, the church didn't retreat. It responded. His story ignited a major missionary movement. More missionaries were sent. Churches were planted. Hospitals were built. Schools were established. His death was not the end. Was the beginning. Today, Korea has one of the highest rates of Christianity in all of Asia. And the roots of that faith run through the sacrificial death of one young man who walked 480 kilometers to share the gospel. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. What looks foolish to the world? A young man walking through freezing cold, dying before he could preach. That is exactly where God's power to show up. As I wrote this sermon, I found myself thinking about our own church, Cedrum Cameron Springs Uniting Church, and seeing a reflection of these Australian missionaries in us. Within our church, we do many things together. Church council meeting, or sometimes Sunday school, or church band, sometimes Bible study, and overseas missions like hands-on work, and more. Sometimes when we don't see the results we were hoping for, and we feel disappointed, and when that keeps happening again and again, it can really wear us out. But today, we have seen how the dedication and hard work that these Australian missionaries poured into the land of Korea eventually bore fruit. So my brothers and sisters, your obedience is never wasted. Your sacrifice is never forgotten. Sometimes a single seed buried in the ground becomes a forest. And so, as we close today, I want to speak to our young people who have returned from Korea. What you experienced, what you heard, what you carried in your hearts on that mission trip, do not let anyone call it foolishness. The world may not understand why you went. I know Suga went there for the South Korea, the BTS, something like that. So many question whether it made a difference. But we serve a God who turned the death of a 33-year-old man into a movement that transformed an entire nation, South Korea. May the things you witnessed in Korea just not stay in Korea. May they be seen and felt through the way you live your lives from this day forward. And may all of us as your church hold firmly to this truth. The work we are doing here is not in vain. Every prayer, every sacrifice, every step of obedience is a declaration of God's power. We trust that His Spirit goes before us, guides every ministry we carry, and that in His perfect time, the seeds we have sown here in and in everywhere will bear fruit beyond anything we could ever imagine. Because what looks like foolishness to the world is, in God's hands, always the power that saves. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we stand in awe of how you work, through sacrifice, through faithfulness, and sometimes through what the world calls foolishness. Just as you used the life and death of Joseph Henry Davis to awaken a nation to your gospel, we pray that you would use us too. We lift up our young people who returned from Korea. May the seeds planted in their hearts through this mission trip take deep root and grow. May what they saw, heard, and experienced not fade with time, but bear fruit through the way they live in this church, in this city, and wherever you send them next. And Lord, may we as your church never lose heart in the work you have called us to. Remind us that our labors are never wasted in your hands. Guide our ministries by your Spirit and your perfect time. Bring forth a harvest that only you could have grown. To you be all the glory, now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.